Are you enjoying it? Have you got your football mojo in the right place?
Listen, I always love football. Even though I took like a year or so out to be with my young family last year, I'm never away from football. I'm always watching football on a Saturday afternoon and going to games, and always away on a Tuesday night watching a match. But so here I am doing what I feel as if it's what I want to do with my life, really, is be involved and build football teams. You know, I've been building teams for the last dozen years, starting, you know, at Hibernian in 2004, I think it was, 2003, 2004. And had some good times over that period. And this is just the next venture, really, building a team. What has been interesting for me is that you almost get a blank canvas coming to Division 1 to build a team, because players don't seem to get longer contracts than a year, and because clubs don't want to have an outlay beyond what they can manage, really. And financially, you have to look at every penny. And so what I got this year was a clean canvas, really, to try and build a team. Just about everybody leaves in the summer. I think we had six or seven left under contract. So we've had the opportunity to bring our own players in to build a team in the image that we want to have. And at this moment, thankfully, it's working well and the team's clicking together. A lot of young players enjoying their football, but there will be bad times along the way. Any season is up and down, and how they react to the defeats is obviously going to be a big test, because defeats ultimately will come. But at the moment, enjoying the test and enjoying the challenge.
Was it your decision to get back into football after that break, or was it the families couldn't wait to get you out of the house? A mixture of both?
Well, I think any football manager, particularly in my situation where I've got a very young family, I've got three boys under the age of 10, they want to play football in the garden with their dad, they want to learn how to ride their bike, they want to go on holiday, they want their dad there, basically. And because I'd been a football manager for 10 years and not seen my boys grow up, really, because the job is all encompassing, you are there at 7 in the morning, you go home at 7, 8 at night, and you're tucking them in and you don't even see them get up some mornings. And so I took a conscious decision with my wife to be a father for a year. And I really enjoyed it. I took some holidays, had some great times, some great memories. Two of my three boys learned how to ride a bike. The little one's still struggling a little bit, but on a Sunday when I get home, occasionally I'm running up and down our drive trying to get him to balance that bike. But listen, it's a balanced football management. Family and football, I've always said that's what, for me, my life's about. And I'm enjoying the football. I don't enjoy being away from my kids and my wife for 6 out of 7 days every week, but it's the price I'm paying for doing what I love to do, and hopefully we can be successful and enjoy it.